I'm offering this teaching today as a reminder to all of you as to what this work, what these efforts we are sharing lead towards, what it is all about. We humans have such a way of automatically categorizing things, putting them in boxes, saying this is religion, this is esotericism, this is science, etc., that we rarely can see a picture in its holistic dimension, so that we fit into these different categories and go one way without looking on either side and missing part of the beauty and connection that can be made with so much more. These teachings offered here can be applied by anyone, religious and otherwise, because they have to do with consciousness. They have to do with awakening, with becoming aware of how we function, how others see what we cannot see about ourselves, and how we can heal and cleanse and balance out our inner lives, and thereby affect the impact that we have on the world and transform the external world around us. Ultimately, it is true, these are spiritual teachings which open on to that which a religion points towards, but they offer a very practical way of walking up those steps towards that ultimate, intimate, very personal encounter with the divine. For those who have difficulty grasping anything about the divine or have rejected it out of hand because of terrible experiences with religion, you need not be afraid of what this is or even its connection to religion, because it offers you an entirely different perspective. To learn to be calm in situations of tension when you would otherwise be full of fear or of anger, and as no doubt you know from your past, create situations that lead to serious brokenness and could otherwise have been entirely different if you had contained yourself and dealt with it with some harmony. Don't we all know those awful times and the regrets that come with them? To learn to have some serenity and wisdom in dealing with daily life, to not wear ourselves into the ground through constant irritation or impatience with everything, to live in such a way that we become more consistent and are not bouncing up and down in joy and depression depending on what comes to us, overcoming that clear stimulus response behavior that we will recognize as we do this work, as we apply these ideas. All of these things are of great significance to every human being, regardless of culture and belief system. For those who grasp the implications, it will lead to what all of the great teachings of humanity point towards. But on the journey, it will enable you to have better relationships, empower you to do what needs to be done in this life, to strengthen your will, to have mastery over yourself, to see where you have lived in an imbalanced way and iron that out. These are incredible teachings. And from the beginning, you are called upon to verify them for yourself, to take the idea of, say, non-identifying and apply it in a moment of your life to a situation of your life and experience in your own way for yourself what difference it makes. Then you will know in a way that is deeply personal and intimate what power is contained in these insights, what difference it makes to you and your life. And then you will want more. You will realize that this comes from a very high place and has tremendous potential to transform your life. You need not be afraid of its origins or where it leads, because all of it is in your hands to discover, to verify, to experience, and to go further. So, since this is offered across the board, across the world, to people of every possible different background, my suggestion to you, if you're serious about seeking meaning, seeking a deeper understanding and wisdom, to take the time to try these ideas out, to not allow pride and arrogance and judgment to be the first guardians of the mind and reject things out of hand when you have not given the opportunity for these ideas to blossom within you through application. Inevitably, each of us will find our hard edges, our sharp edges, our places where attitudes and ego and such habit block our growth. And of course, those are the very areas that need to dissolve so that we can grow. And so we will be challenged to overcome our own prejudices. And so these ideas are offered in a way that allows you, in the freedom of your own life and will and yearning, to uncover what they can offer. I invite you to discover this, to open your mind just long enough to let something new in and see for yourself what beautiful world these ideas can offer you in terms of peace and joy and discovery.